14 minutes after 6, and FirstRand has been awarded a short-term insurance license by the Financial Services Board. This is 3 years after acquiring its long-term insurance license. This is a conversation I had with Lee Bromfield, who's the CEO at F&B Life.
Yes, so for a while now, we've been working on creating FirstRand into a full-suite financial services company. And our latest venture on the side is to start up a short-term insurance division. And recently, the FSB let us know that our application was accepted.
And in terms of, I mean, I see here it says after you've got this short-term insurance 3 years after acquiring your long-term insurance license. When was the long-term insurance license acquired, if you remember?
It was actually March 2015. When we officially started selling on that license, 1st of July 2015, so under 3 years since we started doing insurance again.
Okay, cool. And I see you also mentioned that as a result of acquiring this short-term license, you'll now be well-positioned to sustainably scale your insurance pillar. Let's look at the insurance industry in South Africa, perhaps for yourself, being in the long-term space and for others. How competitive is it now that you guys have a short-term insurance? Do you expect more steep competition?
We hope so. We welcome competition. But additionally, when we look at the market now and you look at the existing players, most of the players out there have very limited insight in terms of who the customers are and what their customers are doing and what their potential customers are doing. Think of it, most time you interact with your short-term insurance company is when you're putting in a claim. So there's very little information flow back. Now, however, we have an immense amount of insight and knowledge of our customers that we're putting to good use. The other thing that happens in short-term insurance, if you're looking to fix it, there's lots of what we call single-channel players. So you either have to go through a broker or you go through a call center. There's no one really who's able to offer you a very good experience through both digital call center and broker, as well as other channels that exist.
Mm. And what role does, I suppose, technology play in you being able to scale up your insurance pillar?
No, massive. You know, if you just think of our benefit that we have, existing players tend to be quite cost and legacy heavy. Now for us, we get to build out new platforms and we get to integrate into platforms that F&B has already developed. So F&B has a very strong digital presence and some fantastic data capabilities. So we're really trying to understand those customers better, trying to make sure that those processes are better. You know, today we're looking at some of other processes out there. And then we came across an application form that was 36 pages long. You know, and I think what we're trying to do is really get to a space where we can offer people one-click insurance. So we know so much about them that they can literally get insurance in as short as possible time and still get a fantastic offering.
Yeah, I see here you talk about, you know, as you mentioned now, one-click sales processes, robo-claims processes built with new-age artificial intelligence techniques. When it comes to the space of blockchain, I mean, do you see that being helpful in any way to perhaps even lower costs if there's a possibility of that?
I think it's quite early stage in some of the blockchain's uses within the insurance industry. Obviously, as F&B, we're keeping quite a close eye on what the applicability being. I mean, so initially we could look at doing some form of smart contracting, but I don't think that's going to be a short-term benefit for insurance.
All right. And now that you have the short-term insurance license, what happens from this moment onwards?
Our lives get a lot more busy. So we're looking at doing a release to customers later this year, still keeping some of the information under wraps. But essentially, what we're going to do is try and offer our customers a very unique and very special process and stuff that you're not going to see a massive amount of above-the-line marketing, because actually we don't need to. We know who those customers are, and they listen to us when we talk to them. So it's going to feel to most of our competitors like a very self-operation, because they won't necessarily see it, but slowly we'll be, actually quite quickly we'll be eating into that market.
That's Lee Bromfield, who's the CEO of F&B Life.